Good morning. A persistent and gusty northwest breeze continues to lift moisture off of Lake Ontario and deposit it downwind as lake effect flurries and snow showers, some of which has dusted the ground early this morning across parts of interior New York and New England. So a little light dusting may greet you on the way into work, and some slippery travel certainly possible early this morning. So keep that in the back of your mind, with temperatures dropping back into the 20s and lower 30s. But with that wind, it feels colder than that, and that northwest breeze will persist today, at times gusting over 20 miles per hour. And that will only allow temperatures to climb into the middle and upper 30s on average for afternoon highs, with a few places in the valleys reaching into the lower 40s. Still, with the wind, it will feel like it's about 10 degrees colder throughout the day today. The flurries and snow showers will tend to diminish during the day and will dry out even more overnight tonight, with partly cloudy skies, temperatures dropping back into the 20s. High pressure will continue to build in tonight and bring us a nice day tomorrow. In fact, a southerly wind flow around the backside of that high pressure center will push temperatures well above normal tomorrow, and most places will be in the lower to mid 50s for afternoon highs. We'll have plenty of sunshine, although clouds will tend to mix in later in the day as another front approaches from the west. That front will be relatively dry and move through on Tuesday night, leaving us with cooler weather on Wednesday for the big travel day. In fact, we could still see a leftover rain shower on Wednesday afternoon, perhaps a steadier rain along the coast with a low pressure wave well off the eastern seaboard. Either way, temperatures will be back into the 40s for afternoon highs. Another high pressure center will dominate on Thanksgiving Day, keeping it dry and mostly sunny, although temperatures will stay in the 30s before bouncing back into the 40s on Friday. It'll be dry for Black Friday, but things will change by the weekend with another system approaching, rain showers possible Saturday, and colder and windy on Sunday with snow showers, temperatures in the 30s and 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Pacific Northwest will remain active in the precipitation department as an atmospheric river of moisture from the Pacific reaches the Northern California coast today. This deep plume of moisture will then target Northern Oregon and Western Washington tomorrow as the front lifts northward. Some locations could get several inches of rain by tomorrow night and heavy snowfall for the Cascades and Northern Rockies, with some ranges getting over a foot of snow with this event. Flood watches have been issued for parts of the lower terrain, while winter storm warnings are out for parts of the Cascades. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow and fog, 3 above 0 with a west-northwest wind at 70 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 19, 61% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.90 inches, and it is rising rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Melbourne, Florida, to a low of 5 below zero at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, upper 40s, Boston mostly sunny, windy, lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 52 degrees, the low 33. The average temperature, 43, that's 4 degrees above normal. A trace of snow yesterday, still just that trace for the month, which is now 1.1 inches below normal, and 1.4 inches of snow below normal for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 72, set in 1991, and the record low, 6, in 1986. Sunrise this morning, 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:28 p.m. 9 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cool today with highs in the mid-30s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool today with highs in the mid-40s, becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cool today with snow showers and perhaps a few more persistent squalls and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cool today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Flurries and snow showers, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cool today, with highs right around 40. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, mixing with clouds, breezy but milder, mid-50s. A few showers on Tuesday night, perhaps a few showers, especially in New England, on Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy and cooler, back into the 40s. Mostly sunny on Thanksgiving Day, upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds on Friday, back to the mid-40s. A chance of rain showers, 40s on Saturday. And windy and colder with snow showers Sunday, highs back into the 30s again. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.